We are back on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and we are joined by Karen Green now. Karen is the softball coach over at Siegel High School. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Doing very, very well. It's spring. Spring has sprung, and games are, you know, going on everywhere. And
awesome.
Do you have, I guess you don't plan any weekends or any free time between now and probably the 1st of June, I guess.
That's about right. We play just about every weekend. You're allowed five, and we have preseason on top of that. So we had our last weekend off this past weekend, and that will be the last one off until prom. We always give them prom off, and that's pretty much it until the season's over.
And, you know, there are games, so many games during the week. How many games total, if the weather is perfect right on through, can you or will you play?
Oh, yeah. We'll play sometimes up to a 60 game season, depending on the tournaments. You can play anywhere from 6 in a tournament to 15 in a tournament. So it just depends on your brackets and if you keep winning in the single elimination tournament. So you can play. We've played 6 or 7 in one day, so it just depends on how it falls. But you could play anywhere from a 30 to a 60 game schedule in one season in just a few months. So it's a lot stuffed into about 2.5 to 3 months.
So how is that different from, let's take baseball, because they play, you know, maybe 30 some odd games, and you can play up to 60 some odd games. Why is that difference?
Well, the pitching's different. We don't have as much stress on the rotator cuff as they would, and we can play 2 games in the time frame that they can play 1 game. Because I know when we have a doubleheader at our place, we're usually finished by the time they've completed 1 game, and it's just a little bit different. They don't have as many tournaments as we do, and I think that mainly has to go back to the pitching rotation. We can pitch the same pitcher all year if we want. You can pitch the same pitcher several times in one day where they can't. So if they have a big tournament where they're playing 10 games, you know, they may go through 30 pitchers in one weekend. So it's kind of hard for baseball to do it, unlike softball.
Yeah. Karen, how long have you been over at Siegel now?
Ever since Siegel's been open. I believe this is our 10th year, and I've been here every year.
You've been the one and only softball coach there, and you came over from MTSU, so you must like this area. You kind of have stayed around.
Yeah, I do. I actually came, when I left MTSU, I went to the middle school first for a
That's
couple
true.
Years. The high school wasn't open, and I had really wanted to stay one more year at middle. Just a simple fact, we'd had our team where we wanted them as far as we had depth, and thought that was going to be one of our best years, but I had applied. I knew at that point in time I was ready to have a life beyond travel and recruiting, and decided to get out of the rat race of college coaching. And when Mr. Delbert said the position's open this year and it may not be open next year, so I had to take the plunge actually a year earlier than I had envisioned, but it all worked out for the best. So I stayed over at the middle school 2 years and jumped over to the high school when it was built.
You didn't lose the coaching bug. You just wanted to stay around and not have to travel.
Right. You just don't have a life in college. You would leave on a Thursday and not return home maybe till Tuesday, and you would leave on Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day and go recruiting. So it's a lot of travel, especially when you're in the Sun Belt and teams in New Mexico and Denver and so forth. So now we travel a lot, but it's local.
It's a lot different.
I can sleep in my own bed at my own house instead of a motel.
It's a lot different than, you know, going to Ottawa than going to Denver.
Right. You got that right.
Karen, let's talk a little bit about the schedule and the young ladies that are playing for you. First, kind of introduce us to the 2012 Lady Stars. And I see a lot of young people on here. I see some seniors, and I see some numbers, lots of depth here. So that's a good thing, too.
Well, we've got a little bit more depth, not a whole lot more depth than we had last year, but we've got a little bit. We're still very young. We've got like 7 freshmen and 3 sophomores, 3 seniors. So, and if I had to put a starting lineup out today, it would look like a 5 freshmen, 3 sophomores maybe, and 2 seniors or so. So we're very young, but potentially could be the best team that we've had here in a while. bar no injuries. Now, the injury bug's already hit us. We've had several concussions in preseason, and you know the new concussion rule puts you out for a while, and another one's hurt her leg. She'll be out for maybe another week. So as far as barring injuries, it should be one of our better teams. The new freshmen that have come in have really taken us to a new level. We've got Jordy Cothran. She's an outfielder that's a freshman. We've got Rebecca Jurgens, who's a second base. She plays second base and outfield. She's a freshman. Ashley Herbert, she's an outfielder that's come on our squad this year. Carolyn Fogarty, she's an outfielder freshman. We've got Mackenzie McMahon, who is a catcher and can also play first base and some outfield. She'll mainly handle our catching duties for us this year. Danielle O'Donnell helps beef up our pitching staff, and she also plays outfield. And then Aaliyah Wade, who plays third base and can play shortstop as well. So those are all of our freshmen, and add some good depth for us. Sophomore-wise, we've got several returning from last year's squad, and Taylor Hadley, she's the one who's got the concussion, but she will be playing outfield for us this year when she's able to come back. We've got Caroline Love. We're moving her from the outfield to shortstop this year, but she's very capable of playing both positions. And then our pitcher, Leah Newsom, she'll be pitching, but she'll also be seeing some action and at second base and maybe some in outfield. Don't have any juniors. And then we have three seniors, a senior in Chelsea Gray. She's new to our squad this year. And then Bailey Cothran, who will play outfield this year and catch some. And Lakin Hibden, who will be back at first base. She played second base for us last year, and she'll be back at probably first base this year. So we've got about 13. We'll be adding a couple of more this week when they get through with some of their other seasons of sports, and they'll be added in there also, both one's a sophomore, one's a freshman. So hopefully this will be a squad that remains healthy and get the job done.
Karen, I noticed that you mentioned two Cothrans. Are they related?
They are. They're sisters.
I thought they might be.
One's a senior, one's a freshman, so they're both sisters. So if we can keep them from fighting and killing each other, no, I'm just kidding. They really care for each other, and will help mold us together as a team, and they'll help each other out, and they do care for each other. I was just being funny there, but
well, I don't know what it's like between two girls, but I know what it's like between a boy and a girl, and yeah, keeping them from killing each other. Now, that has to be kind of neat for them to spend a lot of time together, though, like that.
Well, it will, right? Yeah. And if I had to put a lineup out right now, they would play side by side, so that makes it even more intriguing. But yet, it also makes it a little bit more special because they don't have to be jealous of someone else. It's their sister, you know. You want your family to look good and play well, and not that you don't the others, but family, you know, blood runs thicker than water. So they will help each other be accountable and help each other be successful on the field.
Karen Green joining us as we talk about Siegel softball this morning on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. You've got a little more experience there with Leah Newsom. Got a year under her young belt, and you bring in a sophomore that's kind of like not like a sophomore.
Right. Well, she's a experienced seasoned sophomore, and last year we took some of our lumps, and not many with her, but we did there a few, and she's learned from it. We've learned from it, and hopefully we are a year wiser, a year stronger, and then hopefully she won't have to pitch every game like she did last year. We'll have a freshman come in, Danielle O'Donnell, and she will help beef up our pitching staff, and we'll get a lot of pitching experience this year. So it's just an asset when you have two pitchers that can help you day in and day out and not just put the load on one person. So we're excited about having those two pitchers help us throughout this year.
Yeah, I would think that having, you know, it's not even for the competition part. It's for the, you know, just someone to go over and give words of encouragement or help, or, you know, maybe the riser's working better for you today or something like that. From a pitcher, not a coach.
Right, and even just the mental capacity of, you know, it's not all on my shoulders. Not that it was to begin with, but that's kind of the way they feel, is it's all on me. If I'm tired this day, I have to drive through it. And I mean, you know, you're not going to have your best stuff every day. Well, when you're the only pitcher, you know, you just had to stick with it and drive through it. But it just really helps to have that depth. And both will get a lot of playing time, and we're excited that both of them will be on the mound this year.
Karen, let's talk a little bit about the schedule. You've already been and playing through the Commando Classic in Hendersonville. That seems like everybody goes to Hendersonville the first week of the season.
Yeah, that is a very good tournament. It just starts the season off, and you can get a lot of games very quickly. It's a week-long tournament, and you can play every day. You can play a few days. You can play, you know, one day. But, you know, we're getting quite a few games there before we even start the single elimination tournament, and it's just ran very well. A lot of teams, good competition, and it's just a nice way to kick off the season. And you hate to go all the way to Hendersonville for the drive, but you get to see a lot of teams. I mean, there'll be, I believe, there's 50 or 60 teams there.
Well, then you're going to go to Columbia next week, the MTSCA.
Mm-hmm. Right. That one we used to go to the MTSCA a while back. They moved it to Clarksville. We didn't go when it was moved to Clarksville, but now that it's moved back to Columbia, we're going to jump back in, and a lot of the same teams will follow us from the Commando Classic to Columbia. And then you got the Warrior Classic, and those are some – we like the Warrior Classic because there's are usually a little different teams coming from different states and seeing a little different surroundings in the Tennessee teams. And
you get to host some too. Right.
Yeah, we get to host some and hopefully make some money for our program to help pay for the umpire expenses and the tournament expenses when we travel. And then we go play at Fly Park in the Franklin Sonic Tournament. So all the tournaments are helping us to become better for the district. I mean, that's what it's all about, is helping us see different pitching, different defenses, different offenses, and just making us better each and every day before our district kicks in. And hopefully we have played a tough enough schedule that it will prepare us for our district, and we can be playing well and when it's time.
Maybe one day we can get that MTSCA around here, and then we'll have not have to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I know, that would be awesome. It used to be here.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they'd want to come just because, you know, you've got all the spring fling stuff here, but who knows?
Well, you got people that put it on want to put it on. You got different, you know, Clarksville wanted to put it on, and Columbia wanted to put it on. Mercer wants to put it on, so you just kind of rotate it, so it's kind of fair.
Talk to us a little bit about the district before our time gets away, Karen. This year, is Riverdale still the team to beat, and is everybody still competing there for, you know, top spots? I think it's going to be a pretty competitive year from what I've heard.
Well, I think it's going to be competitive from top to bottom. Obviously, Riverdale is the reigning champion. Until someone beats them, they will continue to be the favorite for the reigning champion. But I think our district's one of the toughest in the state, always has been. Don't see that it changes this year at all. We expect to put someone back in the state tournament from our district, and I just think it's going to be very competitive from 1 to 6. I don't see a huge difference between a lot of the teams, so it's you know, a lot of factors go into play, but hopefully we'll all settle in on the field and be competitive and send the best representative on to the regions.
Karen, it's always a pleasure, and we will see you out at the ballpark here real soon. We're still putting together the finishing touches on our schedule, but I know that we have probably 4 or 5 Siegel softball games, and of course you never know about weather and rain, but
we
will certainly see you at the ballpark this year, and looking forward to it.
Sounds great. We're looking forward to having you there.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
We appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Karen Green joining us from Siegel High School, talking softball this morning on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. We'll be right back with more Coach's Conversation in a moment.